You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you. For those of you who are familiar with me and know me, I know that there's a truth to each of us, that there's a light within each of us. There are gifts that we each have come to the world with. And I am the one who cares to help cultivate that, inspire that, to have us dig deep within ourselves to understand that there is a light and a need for the light that is love to be flowing overwhelmingly in every aspect of our lives. To be in a place and space where we realize that mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that we have been operating at a deficit, and now it's our time to fill ourselves up with the love that has no comparison, a love for life, a love for being, a love for that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to be in a place and space where we have no doubt, we have no fear, we have no shame about standing in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is absolutely and supremely intelligent. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And it is the substance of who we each are. And in our now moment, it's time for us to walk in the light of the truth of all that we are as these points of its own very presence. For there is no leverage that we can have over all of the divisiveness, all of the separation, the demarcations of ideology and religion and sexuality and gender and all of that, to come to that place in space in our realization that we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And it has gifted us so much of itself. And whether we care to be in the fullness of ourselves or not is where we may have real differences. There is no equality, because we're not equal in our love of life, our love of self, our love of being. We're not equal in our determination, our unmitigated gall to stand in the fullness of who we are. We're not equal in terms of how we're digging deep to reach higher, to stand on behalf of the lineages that we represent and to truly glorify and honor them. We're not equal in our determination to be undaunted and unthwarted in our self-actualization. I'm just saying there is a way for us to truly harmonize, and the harmonization comes as a result of each of us going deeper, reaching higher to stand in the love of the laws of life. To be in a mindset where it is all right in our mind to be all right, to be well, to be whole, to go deeper, to be integritous with the truth of who we are as intelligences of existence, not as black people and white people and gays and this and that. All of that is just neither here nor there, because the bottom line is that when it come time to leave the earth, we should be leaving as immortals. And to be in a mindset where we don't care to be right, we don't care to do that which is going to give us the greatest opportunity to live our best lives, to do that which is truly needed in our now moment, means that everybody is impacted and affected about by what we truly care to do and what we're careless in doing. We're all connected. But in that way, we should have a care to realize that love is the fulfillment of the law, and that as we care to be completely cleared of the emotional, mental, judgmental, anger, frustration, cessation, and all of those issues that whittle away at the joy that we can find and have in our lives on a daily basis, to really take the time to do everything that is available to us, to use everything that is available to us, to be cleansed from the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the metal filings, and all of the things that were in our breakfast cereals, and the hormones and the antibiotics that are in the cow's milks and the cheeses and all of the things that we have been consuming over decades. I am the one to remind us that our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And now is our time to emerge, to resurrect, to be in a place where we are knowing that there is an agenda to make sure that we never do. An agenda called death. Feeling as though everybody dies and you've got to die from something. So you might as well enjoy killing yourself. And I'm saying, no, you might as well rejoice with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, with the blessedness of your being as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm the one to remind us that we have come from the dust, not up out the dirt. And that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in this universe in relationship to all there is, that we can go so far beyond it and not be seen, and that there is nowhere where existence stops. And for the bit that we find in materialization, it is materialized because of the vision and purposes of an absolute and divine mind, which has gifted us the capacity for tapping into it, tuning into it, being completely turned on and tuned up by virtue of it, and to realize that there is nothing that is needed upon the planet that we do not have the capacity to bring forward on behalf of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification of Mother Earth, the salvation of the species and the animals and the plants and the ecological systems and whatnot that facilitate our wholeness in living. We have to realize that there is no future. No matter how much money you generate, there is no future if you have no commitments to the laws that govern your being directly. To be is the blessing. It is in the substance of being, the reality of being, that is the wealth and the richness of existence itself. And to understand that law is the order, and the order is in the fulfillment of it in love, because love is the force that holds us all in the blessedness of our being. And the care, to really stand up, the care to commit ourselves and to commit ourselves to being cleared and cleansed and purified, because the methodology of oppression on the path of adulteration, sickness, illness, disease, and death is to oppress our cellular functioning. Our cells are bombarded with all manners of chemicals, antibiotics, hormones, pesticides, preservatives, which is causing so much of the issues that we are finding that are affecting every generation. And the responsibility that we have as women women of all hues is to come to a point where we are willing to be realigned with Mother Earth, Mother Nature, to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility as the wombed men to know how to be the perpetuators of life, to know how to perpetuate our lineages, to know how to facilitate the cleansing, the clearing, the purification, so that we are facilitating the wholeness, the healing, the regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, and the resurrection of us as a global humanity. There is no one who has not been negatively impacted and affected by it. The issue is, what will we do as a result of our knowing that there has been an agenda to make sure that we are suppressed and oppressed and depressed and being marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, stupefied, intoxicated. And self-medicating does not help. You understand? Everybody wants to make money with the marijuana and the cannabis and the hemp and all of that. And all that's all well and good. But it's not about money. It's about the wealth of ourselves and the beings that we are, in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of our body temple. So, yes, you could take the CBD oil. You could drink it. You could do all of these things with it. But will you take the time to realign yourself with life itself? With love itself. There are so many ones who are good people. See, it's not about whether we are good or not. Everybody's source is divinity. There is only absolute and supreme intelligence. Now, whether we use that and use that which we've been given towards the greater good, towards the wholeness, towards facilitating the blessedness in being and being blessings. If we are using the gifts that we've been given towards creating that which undermines and kills and sublimates, and you understand. So I'm just saying is that you're either serving life or you're not. And under a system of capitalization, there are so many ones who are not and have incorporated themselves and have a global initiative to be global in the perpetuation of the products that they are manufacturing and distributing and selling. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to do that which is the greatest thing that we could do in restoring the integrity of our humanity. And to know that we have a generational contributions to make towards the restoration and the revivification of the truth, of the divinity, of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and living and serving and working towards fulfillment of the purposes of existence in the exaltation of life itself. Cultivating consciously the divinity that is the core and the truth of each and every one of us. With each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, we have always been supported by this absolute and supreme intelligence, regardless of what we've done or what we've not done. We have to come to that place and space where we will forgive ourselves for our mismarked marks. That we will release and let go of all of that which doesn't serve us in terms of the anger and the frustration and the fixation and all of the things that we are feeling a way about, the resentments and whatnot, to come to that space within ourselves where we are just tuned in and turned up and turned on about the opportunities we have to truly be a glory unto life itself. See, it matters what we focus on, and if we focus consistently and continuously on all that is wrong and all of that that is pathetic and all of that, which is distortion and dysfunction and degradation, then we get more of that. But the issue is that we can transform it. We can transmute it. We can raise up, enlighten in spite of it. Because this is the power that we have as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And sometimes we are overwhelmed by the grief that we're experiencing as a result of the passing of so many ones that we know, family members, loved ones, children, youth. We are in a place where there is so much sadness. So much fear. So much discouragement. But in the midst of it all, there's an opportunity for us to know a glory. There's an opportunity for us to really be in the place and space where we are shining forward in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we are doing that which is ours to do by virtue of who we are, what we've been given, our gifts, and the lineages that we represent. We are in a now moment that is pregnant with all manners of possibilities, the infinity of possibilities. So what do we really care to achieve? What do we want? And I'm the one to encourage us to really have a fullness of desire for the best of ourselves, for the greatness of ourselves, for the restoration, the realignment, the reconciliation, and our being vivid in our self-expression as these points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. See, that's greater than just being a business person, being a businesswoman, a businessman. Business right now is the business of qualifying for continuance in existence as a conscious immortal. Business right now is about healing and wholeness and facilitating that. Business right now is about the business of lawful living and loving and lifting and uplifting and enhancing and enriching and contributing and giving, forgiving, standing, caring. It's about our creativity and our productivity. It's not just about being busy. And sometimes the more business you do, the more busier you have to be. But I'm saying to us that we are able to walk this walk in the divinity of the truth of ourselves. And the better we are oxygenated and hydrated and mineralized and alkalized and really set in motion the facilitation of the opening of all channels of elimination, then we have the opportunity to truly optimize and maximize our contribution, our creativity, our focus, our being able to trust our imaginations, our intuition, our gifts. The harmonization, the greatest degree of harmonization, the most expeditious path of harmonization is to be deeply, intensely intentional and walking in the truth of the divinity of ourselves. And I can say it over and over and over again. And the issue for us is really understanding that we have a gift that is ourselves. The wealth is ourselves. It's not just about money and gold and silver and the things of this planet, because they belong to the planet and the planet is going to reclaim everything that's hers. But we did not come up out the planet. We have come to the planet. And when we leave, we should be leaving with the wealth of ourselves, with our conscious immortality, with our being in a place where we lived, we loved, we learned, we labored, we served, we facilitated the wholeness, the sacredness, the sanctity, the divinity of all of life itself. And there's so many different levels at which we all are, I know it. But regardless of where we all are in terms of our commitment to being ourselves in the truth and the light of ourselves, sometimes we go through the doors of vanity. Sometimes we go deep into self-indulgences, sensuality, sexuality, materiality. These are just the different things that could trap you, but they don't have to trap you. The issue is, do we really care to mature? If we really care to mature, then we can use all of those things that we've done, all of the paths and experiences that we've had to really fuel ourselves into knowing that there's so much more value, so much more power, so much more wealth, so much more greatness, so much more money, so much more of ourselves that can tap into so much of the divinity when we are caring to be disciples of light and love and wisdom and truth, where we are caring to really stand on behalf of life itself, where we are truly caring to vision our greater selves. To let go of our lesser selves, let go of the ones that have sin and shame and disdain and guilt and blame and all of that. To walking in the realization that the only eye that truly sees is the eye of God. And to activate that one eye that is the first eye, to activate all of our faculties so that we are able to truly walk as resurrected beings, to know the power that we have to tap into and bring forth whatever is needed, to know the dynamic of potentiality and our versatility in the issue of our being so complementary in this now moment. The issue for us is caring to be loving, caring to be forgiving, caring to give, caring to truly honor, reverence, appreciate, appreciate love, to be in the thanksgiving and the gratitude of sharing this now moment of eternity with all of existence itself. And to know that each and every day we can do that which is truly facilitative of our greater good, to come to a point and place where we are strong enough, focused enough, caring enough, committed enough to do nothing to undermine ourselves. And to know that that is one of the most powerful things that we can do, particularly as we realize that there is an agenda that is depopulation and genocide. How do we respond correctly and directly to being warred against? It's to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that these temples have been renewed for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We're dwelling on a planet that is already in heaven. The earth is our footstool and the heavens are above the earth. So the level of peace and poise and calm that we have mentally, emotionally, facilitates what we can create and bring forward into this realm that would allow us to establish heaven on earth, where our children are not being violated and suffering, where we are knowing that which is truly food and not just accepting anything that we can chew. If all women just came to a place and space where we decided, I will walk the face of this earth as one of the most dynamic sisters upon the face of this earth on behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of those who've come before us. If we made an individual and collective commitment to being all that we are as daughters and granddaughters, great-granddaughters and great-great-granddaughters and great-great-great and all of that, and mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers and great-great-great-grandmothers, and to know that greatness is our absolute reality right now, and the greatness is in our care to reclaim the estate of womanhood, the virtue of character that aligns us with the divinity of the divine feminine, to understand that it is our time, we are being called to rise and to be uncompromising for the good and towards the wholeness of absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. It is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are meeting of the Inner Circle family, thank you for caring to tune in. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care to be able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment to what is most needed. And that need is something that we can't depend upon the government, we can't depend upon the religious orders, we can't depend upon anybody at this particular point in time to do for us what we're not willing to do for ourselves. And because it is such a crucial thing that we see so many people making transitions and whatnot, the real deal for us is understanding that all of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the diabetes, the obesity, and all of these things, the black-on-black crime and the white-collar crimes in terms of those ones who are the CEOs and board of directors and whatnot of what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the biochemical, the Monsantos, the Bayer, and all of these other ones who are producing and manufacturing their chemical poisonings and whatnot and instilling them into the food supply, and that which we refer to as food is not real nourishment and nutrition for us. And this is one of the reasons why we're seeing the pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease. Now, the issue for us is how do we care to respond to it? Because we can always react to things, and there have always been so many reactions, and some of the reactions are, you know, just the fulfillment of the devastation that comes as a result of 10, 20, 30, 40 years of nutritional deficiency, decades of eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken and fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar and whatnot, that puts us in a position where we get stressed out easily. We can't handle the stress. Our minds play tricks on us and put us in a place where we are perceiving and reacting to things inappropriately so that we're doing more harm to ourselves than good, and we feel entitled to be harming other ones. This now moment requires us to come to a point and place where we realize that we're under siege, and as a result of being under siege, wisdom would have us do nothing to undermine ourselves, to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, to stand in the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beating our hearts, breathing us. There's nowhere where we can be where it is not. It is fulfilling and filling all spaces and all places. And the earth is in flotation, completely immersed in all sides by virtue of it. And so even though there are so many pollutants and this and that, we still see clear skies in most places. Even though we're in a place and space where we know there's so much toxicity and chemicals and whatnot, we are still able to rejoice, and we're still able to heal ourselves. We are still able to focus on the absolute reality and bring into manifestation whatever it is we really have need of. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and it's gifted itself to us. The issue for us is coming to a place and space where we care to be in our authenticity as these points of it. To know that wherever we are, we cannot be outside of it. Wherever we are, we're totally animated by it, wherever and whoever it is that we are. The issue is that there is a greater integrity that we should be reaching for. And the integrity should be happening at the cellular level, that you cannot function as points of this absolute and supreme presence and not be well nourished, and not know how to nourish yourself, and not care to truly nourish yourself well, so that you are able to function optimally, cellularly, to be in a place and space where you're creating the quality of blood that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors, and all of these chemicals that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we no longer respond, as all intelligent beings do, to being undermined, being under siege, being warred against, being threatened, our lives hanging in the balance. And as these points of this absolute and supreme reality, to realize destiny is off the planet. Not to be buried in the planet, but off the planet. We have come from other realms to this realm through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. We should not be dying here. And to be in a mindset where it matters to us to do that which is consistently in our own best interest. To be consistently doing that which facilitates the clearing, the cleansing of our body temple, so that the spirit of the true and living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned as the absolute reality. There's so much intellectualization, so much philosophizing and theophysizing, so much hypothesizing, and all of this to the degree to which, you know, it becomes all mind clutter and chatter, where we are not positioning ourselves well to protect our children. Where everywhere there's a wounded man who is not serving life, she's serving death, and she is a detriment to herself as well as her families, as well as her lineages, which is why I am always exalting the responsibility that we have as women to understand that we do not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be the perpetuators of life, that we should have gotten that. We should have been socialized and educated and religiously trained to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility as wombed men, as the teachers, as those who have the responsibility for nourishing, nurturing, facilitating the greater good and the greater growth, the perpetuators of our lineages, and that men, if they would really be men, should care to provide and protect their families, should care to honor themselves, to care to be in a place where they are realizing that the tobacco, the alcohol, the sugar, the meat, and all of these things are a detriment to them, as opposed to feeling entitled to anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate, so that we are literally oblivious to duty, obligation, and responsibility in being. We're poisoning our eggs and poisoning our sperm and being in a place and space where we are indiscriminately creating more and more problems for ourselves and for other ones. So I'm the one to remind us that we are here on divine mission to really fulfill our destiny, to really come to a place where we are self-actualizing, we are self-realizing, we are harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and we're caring to honor the lineages that we represent, all of the lineages that we represent, to invoke and call forth the greatness of them through our lives by virtue of us having a conscious intention and a conscious care to do it. To also be in a place and space where we use our words wisely. We begin to use language as a way to uplift ourselves, the spirit of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, to always be about the business of enhancing and resubstantiating the quality of beings that we are. See, this is why we're being poisoned, is so that we are not walking in the fullness of our own authenticity under the will of existence and the intelligence of existence, to be so intelligent that we do not participate in agendas that undermine the cellular functioning of children and babies and generations of lineages. And to know that with each and every breath, the intelligence of existence is that which breathes us, that beats our hearts, that we're all breath therein first, and it matters that we are consciously caring to fulfill destiny. And because our society and the culture is a death culture, then we have to be completely committed to living. And being completely committed to living is not the same thing as being committed to a way of life. Being completely committed to living is not the same thing as being committed to a job or being committed to a career. Being committed to living means that we're committed to the laws that govern our being directly. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as the supreme being of the Most High to be detriments to life itself. Nobody's purpose is to destroy Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the integrity of herself, to be murderers, liars, and thieves, usurpers, bastardizers, to be criminal with the criminal intent to depopulate and issue an agenda that is genocide. That is not purpose in existence. That comes as a result of the distortion and dysfunction that has come in degrees of insecurity. We have to come to that place and space where we understand that man's nature is not wicked. The intelligence of existence is all there is. It's gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, and there's no way that it would destroy so much of itself to exalt itself over here, to undermine itself over here, to feel itself superior over here. That is the element of distortion and dysfunction that has come as a result of the defilement of the blood. Through inebriation, intoxication, violation of the bloodstream and the functioning of the beings directly. And so as we care to be realigned and restored in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme present, to be supremely intelligent enough to care to respond correctly and directly to that which is ours, this is how we get leverage over a system that has already been condemned as a result of being the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, setting the requisite for people to think that they can prosper by participating, undermining themselves in their cells. And so, as we are literally saying goodbye to so many ones and not even having time to say goodbye to so many ones, to just get calls and understand that people are just checking out, But it's not the order of existence for our youth to be dying so young, to be in a place and space where their hearts and their bodies and whatnot are so heavy laden with that which the body cannot utilize. A system and a society and a government that poisons its children is a system and a society and a government that will soon cease to exist. There is no way that we can undermine the lives of these youth as we were undermined coming up, but it's worse than it's ever been. And to know that we can do something about this, but we have to care enough to not participate. We have to care enough to cleanse ourselves. We have to care enough to look at what it is we do to generate an income. And what are the products? What are the services? What is it that we've committed our lives to? And do we need to shift? We can come to that place in space where we rebuke and revoke any commitments that we've made in this life or any previous lifetime that does not serve our greater good. We can ask and give thanks that we are realigned with the purposes of existence, and we will cease and desist the process of anesthetizing and inebriating ourselves to realize that the addictions that are there because we are nutritionally deficient. That lays the foundation. And to know that sugar, refined white sugars and candy and whatnot, is the gateway drug that leads to all other drug use. And that are people who facilitate the drug addictions of their children will have to face that as these children grow. And this is one of the reasons why we have found ourselves to be trappable, incarceratable, to be out of the integrity of our right alignment with the truth of our own beings. As these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, we should be radiating a high ethic and high morality, to be in a place where we are knowing how to utilize the laws that govern us, how to think, how to truly center ourselves so that we are able to get the inspiration, the motivation, and to see how to accomplish without stealing, misusing, and abusing other ones, or selling our life force for money to do things that don't need to be done. But we have so much example through all of the movies, from the militarism in it, the criminality in it, you know, from the boardroom to every other aspect of life directly. We are consistently given the examples of misalignment. And so we've not come to an understanding and an understanding what the purpose in being on the planet actually is. And to realize that we are truly in the school of Earth residency. And that the earth herself is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself. And all of that that surrounds the earth and embraces this universe and this galaxy and this solar system is an absolute order. And that there is cosmic law and universal law and the laws that govern this realm in which we find ourselves. And the fulfillment of the law that harmonizes us with the orders of existence is the law of love. To have the conscious intention to add unto, to do no harm, but to facilitate the greater good, a greater blessedness, a greater sense of appreciation and gratitude as a result of having interacted, having met someone else. another aspect of ourselves. We are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. If we would just care to be a great blessing in the lives of everyone that we've come in contact with, if we would just care to be in a place and space where we want to exalt a full effort in our living, a full effort in our loving, to come to a point and place where manipulation and rape and violation cannot be. It couldn't exist because we don't have a mind for it. We don't have a tolerance for it. There is no way that it could even come into our consciousness because we are not those ones. And as a result of how many ones have been undermined by those whose bodies, chemistries were so toxic that they could not really distinguish and discern what was right and right action, that they were just trying to fulfill a desire to scratch an itch, you understand, and created harm that lasts for years and years in the lives of children, in the lives of youth, in the lives of teenagers, in the lives of other ones. We are in a place and space where, in light of it all, we have to come to that mindset where we care to forgive it and release it and let it go, that we care to commit our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and soul to being whole, that we are fully engaged in clearing and cleansing our spirits, our minds, our bodies, our bloodstream, so that we can be completely renewed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. This now moment in which we find ourselves gives us the opportunity to correct ourselves, to realign ourselves, to cleanse ourselves and our cells so that we can get a direct download of our insight and intuition to create the inner vision, to create the image of our wholeness, so that as artists and as lyricists, as songwriters, as musicians, as playwrights, that we're all being harmonized in the beauty of the vision of the establishment of the eternal order as the reality of our lives. What does it look like? What does it feel like to be in a place and space where everybody is rejoicing in the blessedness of being? Where people realize that wherever you go, you can be trusted to do the right thing, because that's all that's a part of your heart, is to do that which is going to be the blessing. Where we can trust people with our children because they're all our children. See, our coming to a point and place where we understand that the fulfillment of the prophecies is not just in the destruction and the degradation and the violation and all of that. The fulfillment of the prophecies is that we will be righted, that there will be the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. And by virtue of there being absolute law, then we know that those ones who are the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, those ones who do not have value for life itself, that these ones will soon cease to exist, and we might as well get them out of our mind so that we don't remember them. We can act as if they don't exist. Figments of our collective imagination, but we've got to get the detriment. We got to get the defiling stuff out of our bloodstream. See, creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors. And now with all of the legalization of marijuana, it's like, well, let everybody that's been jailed for possession of marijuana, let them get out. If all your governments are going to now start participating in this cannabis thing, and you know, it's just when the place where we realize that when everybody is supporting the inebriation, intoxication, and violation of the blood, that it's a serious issue. And to be in a mindset where the alcohol, the tobacco, the cigarettes, the sugar, the sodas, the candy, the coffee, and that which they call food that is just garbage. And if you fill up a garbage can with the chicken and the meat and all of that, you know, that garbage can is going to stench. It's going to be so foul, but we put all of this stuff into our body temples where it can't get out. It has to rot. We can't even digest it. And therefore, we fuel industries, we fuel businesses that become multi-million dollar businesses and antacids and laxatives and deodorants and whatnot, because our body temples have been turned into cemeteries for the rots of carcasses. This is the foundation of where the wickedness starts, because we were told not to kill. So our reality is that all of those ones who really love the killing, they love the intoxication, they love the violation, they love it, they will soon die as a result of it. And to be in a place where we are annihilating over 400 billion creatures on an annual basis, understand that we need to get right with life itself. It's not about our really having success in life because we're so proficient in whatever area of talent we have. It's about our commitment to being in the laws that govern us, and to know that the fulfillment of those laws is in love, and love is the harmony of truth, and the truth is that we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we should not be dying at all. That life is school, and we're here to master ourselves. We're here to understand how to facilitate the wellness of everything and everybody. We're not here to be in a place and space where we're in such degrees of defiance, such degrees of inebriation, such degrees of intoxication, such degrees where we don't have any regard or respect for the sanctity of life, for the sacredness of life, to be in a place and space where it really, really matters to us that we walk in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that you all refer to as God. But we should be walking as gods and goddesses here. And of course, we weren't socialized to think that way. These people want us to be in a place where we seek them out. We seek their validation. We have to be licensed and degreed and certified to be able to participate in the disenfranchisement, the degradation, the violation and whatnot of the people. As doctors and lawyers and judges and police officers and all of that, we're in a now moment where we have to raise up and realize that it's enough to be these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We don't have to be licensed and degreed to be supremely intelligent. We don't have to be licensed and degreed to know how to perpetuate life. We do not have to be licensed and degreed and certified to understand how to respond correctly and directly to being under systems of degradation and violation and inebriation and all of that. And to think that there's some profit in it, there's no profit in it. Nobody wins in that. The winning is in the right alignment. The winning is in the caring. The winning is in the harmonization with each and every breath, with that which beats our heart and breathes us. The winning comes from creating win-win situations so that those of us who would care to vie for selection and election to government, then we have the responsibility to have light enough, wisdom enough to be able to serve the true need of the people. And the true need of the people is for the people to be self-realizing, self-actualizing, and harmonizing with the will of existence and the laws of existence and the governments, local, national, and whatever should be a reflection of the government of the whole, perpetuating life, exalting life. That cigarettes, alcohol, tobacco, and all of these things are in violation of that which is serving life. And for those families that have become multi-millionaires or billionaires as a result of the violation of the people and the advertising, the behavior modification that has taken place where the people are a detriment to themselves, that these systems will soon have to die out. Or the earth will shiver, quiver, and quake. The volcanoes are activating, just saying, you know, people say, oh, well, nothing's new under the sun. We've been destroyed before, but were you here and were you responsible? And if you were responsible for it, and now you're here to get it right. We should be the servants in living, consciously caring to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity to the glory of the whole of existence directly, knowing what to do and being held to the highest degree of integrity with ourselves, with life itself. You understand? But to be called to the point of responsibility to harmonize ourselves in integrity with a system that has already been condemned to death. Not so much. This moment is yours, it's ours, to decide the generational contribution we want to make to life. But flipping the script and having leverage over systems of oppression means that we can no longer participate in undermining ourselves. We have to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. We were not born to die. We were born to live, to love, to lift, to stand, and to do everything we possibly can to leave the world better than we found it. And then we leave it. We don't die it. This is Adamus.